Christmas, folks. Or it will be in a few days' time. But what we're here for it is...
It's one of the 12 dubs of Christmas. And this is day whatever we decide it to be.
Because we record them out of sequence.
Hey, don't spoil the magic.
They're bound to guess.
Don't spoil the magic.
We're not saying this is the fourth or the fifth.
Don't spoil the magic. Let's indeed talk about actual magic, which you hold in your hands.
It's true.
What is this magic that you have?
Well, before we go on a list...
Just get it out of you.
I hold in my hand Transformers the movie.
Really? Transformers the movie? Was that not the motion picture experience of 1986?
It was.
But Andy, that's not a DVD you've got in your hands.
It's true, it's not.
I'm confused.
I hold the Deadwood format.
That would be the official comics adaptation from Marvel from that very year. But we don't speak of the US published version of it. We speak of the UK version of it, which has got a few distinguishing features of its own.
Yes, for starters, it cost the princely sum of £1.45.
Which was incredibly expensive to explain at the time for many licensed comics and unlicensed comics. You would get specials. You get like a winter one, a summer one.
Now the
sometimes a holiday one, sometimes a other one.
What now? The way it worked was for the Fleetway and IPC ones would be a mix of reprint and original material. Like the 2008 summer special was the sci-fi special, and the winter one was the winter one, which had some old strips from the archives and newer stuff commissioned for the special, or just material that didn't make it into the regular prog. Same with all the other stuff, like the Beano and the Dandy and the like, because they had such vast libraries of content that, one, it's cheap to use reprint material, and also because comic readers are generational, when you apart from people like us who stick with it.
Yes.
So they move on. So there's always going to be people that might appreciate some of the older material, and provided it doesn't look too different from the characters now. Marvel were all reprint specials for the most part, purely because most of the material was licensed, and Marvel generally didn't have or they would just give you random US comics as specials. Like issues of Spider-Man and X-Men and the like.
Yeah, and again, this is a time before digital and a time before trade paperback collections of much material. Yeah. Although there were a few kicking around, but very rare. Now, so it was often your only chance to read it.
But Marvel were upfront about it, because what they would say is it was a special, but it always said collected
comics.
So you knew you were getting older material.
Now, what happened with Transformers is that your first two collected comics reprinted the first eight issues of Marvel US, which were printed over the first how many issues of the comic?
Eight.
Thank you. Eight. So, and then thereafter, through to the end of its run, Transformers specials that came out, collected comics, were reprints of the UK material. That's what was distinctive about them. So, it meant that you also had to make sure, for instance, not to lose your comics that had US stories in it, because you knew you weren't going to get them again in a collected comics.
Yes.
So, other than the Collected Comics 1 and 2, this is the only other time that actually published any US material. But also, unusually, I think this was the only one where they published material in a special that wasn't actually in the weekly.
Yes.
Because they never, because Transformers the movie adaptation was never. So this means that this special was literally quite special even then and now, because it was quite a rare thing to get a separate Transformers thing, and it's like, wow, this has got a story I can't get in the weekly, or I haven't read before, and I'll never get it again. And even then, I've since went through many copies of this over the years, almost always mogged. I think they were extremely well read, these specials back in the day. The other thing that makes it stand out is that a lot of Marvel specials of right about like 1984, 95, like the aforementioned Transformers Collected Comics 1 and 2, were in a more deluxe format, and that they were square bound, had stronger, shinier cardboard covers, and were full colour throughout. So this one again was unusual. By this point, all your specials were basically thicker, normal comics. They weren't square bound.
Slight glossier
cover, but they were still shiny. So this was like getting a book. Only other time I think I came across one of this was where the special of the He-Man live action movie was published in this type of format.
Any of the movie specials, if they did, would be like this.
So that's really the context of the actual special. Let's have a look at what it actually is itself.
So what it is, it's it's reprints the 3-issue adaption of Transformers the Movie by Ralph Macchio, not the Karate Kid. Breakdowns by Don Perlin, who was at the time the regular artist on the US comic, with inks by Ian Aiken and Brian Garvey, who arguably, aside from Budiansky and Neil Yontov, probably had the biggest influence on the UK, the US comic, because they were the regular inking team. Case in point, as I digress briefly, is look at Jose Delbo's first issue of Transformers. It's inked by the two of them and is almost indistinguishable from the preceding issue that was done by Don Perlin. Then look at Delbo's art when it's inked by Dave Hunt and Danny Bulandi.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yeah, a lot of the actual look that you tend to remember in your head about what the US comic looked like is usually when Aiken and Garvey were inking it. Even though they only did, part of it. It's just as many issues that were never done by them before and after, but it just sort of sinks into it. But it has a nice look to it. I mean, the thing about the adaptation of the movie, and there was one done many years later by IDW, but the thing about this version is that it often is pretty much ignored.
It's done from the draft script, so yeah. There are some differences, such as a miss the envelopes lithone.
Yeah, it was a slight amusement to me a couple of years ago when the script turned up, an early script that had different features in it, like, wow, unicorn's a cloud, and I'm like, yeah, we knew that in 1986.
Yeah, but you see, Unicron is the recognisable robot type planety thing. So it's broken into 3 issues, which again, for our purposes here, are chapters 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
So it has some of the bits such as Bumblebee's bumper stickers,
yeah,
which you don't see in the finished movie, but there are there. He has 180 Decepts on one forearm, and Isle of Cybertron on the other. And naturally, as this is a comic, which was approved by the Comics Code Authority, Spike's profanity is nowhere to be seen.
Yeah. The other interesting feature about this is that, unusually, for an animated production, the movie was incorporated into the continuity of the UK comic. So, there, in a strange sort of meta-type way, the fact you had a comics version of the movie meant it actually fitted in directly with the comic, so that Transformers the Movie was always part of the comic storyline in this adaptation, so it doesn't jar at all. It doesn't feel like a strange artifact. It doesn't feel like, well, this is just like an inventory issue.
Like, which is kind of, I would imagine that had I been in the US as a child, would be how it would feel.
Yeah.
Because of the regular comic made no acknowledgement of it.
Yeah.
And it kind of was.
So this is actually, in context of the time, very much
required reading
and an actual part of the weekly Transformers comic. So that made it good as well. Again, also, bear in mind that a lot of Transformers the Movie came out in the video cassette, and indeed, a lot of us, one of the lucky people that saw it in the cinema, seems to have pretty much found a life in home video formats, not being a huge hit or being that well distributed in the cinematic format. Many kids did not have a video recorder. I didn't have a video recorder because we couldn't afford it. So even though you had things like the Ladybird book and cassettes version of Transformers the Movie, which is fantastic and you should seek it out.
Yep.
And things like that, very much the way to relive Transformers the Movie was to read the special, and it was read to death.
Yes, as was my original copy. This is obviously one that's acquired. It's got some notable differences, as I said earlier. It's also, the Matrix hadn't been fully designed yet. So it's a strange lump. It's kryptonite, basically.
Yeah, it's a green lump, yeah.
It looks like kryptonite. The artwork is fantastic. Colours by Neil Yontov, and I enjoy Neil Yontov's colours.
Yeah, they're fine. I think with Neil Yontov's colours, as we probably said before, we'll probably say again, there's actually nothing wrong with them. They're very much in keeping with the colouring style of the time in US
and
comics.
A lot of colouring errors that get attributed to Neil Yontov can also be put down to the printing processes that were used at the time, as well as how separation works, and if it's got wrong, it does make colours.
And also, I think if your main experience of reading them were the actual original US issues as opposed to the UK printings, a lot of, certainly the ones I've come across, American issues, the printing is very muddy. It's quite smudged. Again, like a lot of the comics of the time. So it's not too bad. But yeah, to be honest, a lot of it does look better if you've seen it printed in the UK, which was much crisper and cleaner, and the colour separation was better. So yeah, I mean, I've always liked the look of the US comic, to be honest. I've never thought that's why I could even enjoy quite a lot of Delbo's work.
Yep.
And I followed the story faithfully. Again, to put it in context, there's an advert for the weekly comic in the inside back cover, which reveals to us that the price was
30 pence.
30 pence at the time. So again, with Transformers the movie, I got it as a Christmas present. It was like an extra annual, basically.
And again, it's got a and again, because it's robots, they get away with so much more. Ultra Magnus is effectively quartered.
Like he was supposed to be in the film, but they changed it, so you get to see him being quartered.
Pulled apart.
Yeah.
Obviously rebuilt by Redgar and the rest of the Junkions.
Yeah. It's, I think it's a good read. It has, it was subsequently reprinted in IDW's Transformers Classics trades. Now, confusingly, they've done two sets of trades called Transformers Classics. One that they're doing just now of the US issues, and one that they did literally just before this run. Volume, the last volume of it, which included the last few issues of the comic, also printed Transformers the movie. Unfortunately, the reproduction is dreadful.
It is absolutely gash.
And though I bought that particular trade, I moved it on to Oxfam because it wasn't worth reading. It was
I have a digital version of it, but it's a case of it's horrible. Now, the special I Hold in Your Hands does crop up on eBay,
yeah,
but it can be quite pricey, particularly if you want one that's in very good nick, which I have to have one.
Yep.
But it is worth getting because having had the original US issues as well, the paper stock, as Marvel's news was printed on newsprint, it just doesn't look good. Here, the pop of Yom Tov's colours does... Yep.
It looks a lot better.
It's beautiful. And I've, in this day and age of sort of modern death by Photoshop for colouring in comics, they kind of become muddy and dull. There's none of that here. This is proper four colour stuff.
Yeah.
It's designed to pop off the page. It's meant to be bold.
It's all good.
It is. And say there's, it's very much as say of its time because you have your advert for Book and Tapes for $1.99.
Yes, the Ladybird Book and Cassettes, the one true continuity for Transformers, yeah, to be honest, $1.99. The six Telltale Adventures, they were advertising Galvatron's Air Attack, can't quite see
Decepticon that. Hideout.
Megatron's Fight for Power.
Ah, they're the two new ones.
Laserbeak's Fury, that's what we got, Arbor's Fight Back, oh, and the twin cassette Battle for Planet Earth.
And there was a gift box with three of them together.
I know, I really wanted that gift box, even though I had them all. I wanted a gift box.
And just to keep the pagination right, there is an advert in there for the Marvel Superheroes role-playing game.
Hey!
Which I owned.
Mm.
Back in the day.
Aww. And on the back cover, we've got an advert for some toys.
For Ultra Magnus and Galvatron.
The Battle of the Giants, they have arrived, the new leaders.
And his laser lights up, he lets out a terrifying screech. He's an unconquerable leader.
Galvatron!
He's a troop carrier, he's a born fighter, he's a magnificent leader.
Ultra Magnus!
You kind of see why Rodimus Prime did tank.
Yeah.
It's a case of, we've got your new leader, oh wait, no, there's another one who just isn't quite as good at all.
I think the reason why Rodimus Prime toy tanked is because you'd had the Optimus Prime toy, which was fantastic, and had the trailer and all stuff. Ultra Magnus, big trailer, big robot, chunky, primary colours, also you could pretend that a robot was the ghost of Optimus Prime.
Yes.
Or you could pretend that
not
it was...
Not Ultra Magnus, fanboys, suck it up!
Yes.
Sorry, I
quite agree. And then you got the Rodimus Prime, which was both small and both of them. Not a bad...
I had Rodimus Prime.
It was.
I have a fondness for it, but more based on the character and just having
it's
had
not,
it.
That's not a great toy. No.
But so this was sort of at Christmas when the movie came out, because it, just to explain, distribution for films in the UK back in our day,
yes,
films didn't open nationwide.
Nope.
That was actually a selling point if a film opened nationwide.
Yep.
It would very much move about territories. It would kick off in one town or one area of the country, then move away.
Yes.
And that's how it was. So Transformers kind of was patchy. Anyway, coupled with the fact it did bomb,
yeah,
meant that territories that might, or areas that might have got it, didn't.
Yeah, I went with my parents to see it on opening day in West End of Glasgow, and there was me, mum and dad, and all other people there was a little boy and his dad down the front. And that was opening day. And bearing in mind that Transformers was hot that Christmas, it was super hot. But I begged and begged, and I was allowed to be taken to see it, and it was good times.
Yeah, so, I mean, that year was you had Transformers the movie merchandise, particularly in terms of, if you couldn't see the film, you had this, You had the Ladybird book and cassette.
You did.
Or you could buy the Ladybird book on its own. Because that's where I got mine from Asda.
Ah.
And there used to be a spinner rack.
I remember the spinner rack.
Oh, good times. Ah. And you also got the Transformers the Movie poster magazine, which is even rarer than this special.
I had it back in the
day. I have a copy now that's
I have since
somewhat...
reacquired a copy, which is slightly mouldy because it was in the garage, but I won't get rid of it.
But you kind of had these things. So for Christmas, and this was in addition to that year's annual.
Yeah.
So it was good times. So it's a rarity. You are going to, if you get a copy, you will be paying through the nose, unless you can find it at a comic mart or fair from somebody that hasn't labelled it properly. It does occasionally happen.
And who knows, when the current second lot of Transformers Classic Trades come to its end, maybe they'll reprint it properly this time.
Yes.
Because they are actually, although there's some issues with the recolouring, they do look better, so hopefully they'll do it properly this time.
Yeah, and the other adaptation, the newer one done by Bob, is also out of print again. So,
which I also enjoy in a different way.
Yeah.
But I do actually genuinely enjoy the IDW version as well. And that is criminally, you can't even get a digital version.
No.
Legally, no.
So it's a case of the scope maybe to get a nice double trade of that.
Probably in time for 2016, the 30th anniversary of Transformers the Movie.
Jesus and on that horrifying glimpse into our own mortality, we will take our leave of you. We'll be back tomorrow with another dub of Christmas.
Bah, Humbugtron.
Oh, he's unhappy because I have a nice copy of this.
Goodbye.
Farewell.